sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this Thursday, November 7th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Patriot brother from another mother, Mark Farner. He's a good Patriot friend in our listening area. And I got to tell you, Mark, brother, I'm so excited about this first interview for this year with you. We're going to have so many of these over the year, but I'm so excited because people, when they found out you were coming on the show, and I said, yeah, Grand Funk Railroad, Mark Farner's American band, I said, lead guitar, lead vocalist, lead songwriter. You guys were the nemesis group that actually filled stadiums quicker than Rolling Stones, the Beatles. You guys were rocking, baby, back then. And I got to tell you, I got so many people said, man, I am so excited about this interview. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brother Randy.
One thing you explained to me a couple of times, and I think you even shared this with the folks when you spoke over at the Presque County Republican Party, you taught yourself music, and you did it with your ear, and nature has a natural wavelength, and you realize in music that you learned music on the 4-3-2 scale versus 440. Explain that to the folks listening.
Yes. Well, the 440 is the American standard for tuning. Orchestras tune all of their wind instruments. Everything, the stringed instruments, is tuned to A440. Prior to 1953, it was 4-3-2. It used to be the American standard until 1953, and Rockefeller changed it. And why did he change it? I couldn't tell you. I haven't picked his brain to find it.
Find out what his motivation was.
Yeah,
but basically, 4-3-2 is the frequency that nature operates in. Explain that part of it.
Let me just give the audience a word picture here that a friend of mine, Navy SEAL, retired, sent me from San Diego. It was a link to a guy who had a kiddie pool, a 6-foot round, you know, little kiddie pool.
Sure.
It's full of water, and he put a 15-inch enclosed speaker, you know, a driver, next
yep.
to the pool, right up next to it, Randy. And he had a tone generator and an amplifier. So he played A2, which is a low note in the scale.
Oh, yeah, that's real low.
He played it at 125 decibels. And, Randy, you know that the
oh.
threshold of pain is 90, so 125 is kicking. And this pool, I'm not kidding you, it was jumping around like it had legs on it. There was waves in there. There was foam in there. I mean, it was really frothing. There was a storm in that little kiddie pool. Sure. Then he shuts it off. He turns it down to 432, hits the same note, A2 at 125 decibels. That pool was a piece of glass, dude. I mean, there wasn't a ripple. There wasn't a quiver. There was no indication that you saw, you know, prior to the 440.
Sure.
And being that our human bodies are at least 70%, I know it's water, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Higher, but we're a lot of water in there. So I immediately, that man, that turned on the light. He told me in the email, call me after you've watched this. So I called him. I said, okay, you got my attention, man.
Yeah, let's talk about that conversation, because basically nature and the way we naturally harmonize with nature is at that 432, and we're going to talk more. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad, Mark Farner, American Band. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Mark Farner. And if you have a text message or a question for Mark, send them to me at 231-360-5140. And we'll get your questions, your comments into the show with Mark. I already have one already. Jimmy C. Sharp, the music man, he said, man, one musical wizard this dude is. I hope I can meet him someday. Absolutely, you will. We're going to have a couple of events. We're going to work with his scheduler and try to get him to our fun shoot in August. And we're also going to try to do the grand opening party concert. We're going to do it at the pavilion there at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. So we got to be talking to your scheduler, Mark. But getting back to this music, 4-3-2 scale. Now, this is something you learned when you were growing up. Is this basically how you learned the guitar? Is this how you learned playing the guitar was with that 4-3-2 scale?
No, I didn't learn that until later on, man, until I recorded all those Grand Funk albums in 440, which was, of course, the American standard.
Standard.
Yeah.
But okay.
So I learned it from this, the Navy SEAL, a friend of mine. And
sure.
He told me, call me when after you've watched the link. So I watched the kiddie pool thing and I called him. He said, now, next step, take your acoustic guitar and tune it to 4-3-2. Well, I've got a little headstock tuner that you can go down incrementally to 4-3-2 from 440. And sure. I did. And so I'm tuning it up. And Randy, when I was coming close, you know, my little tuner, if it's red, it's sharp. If it's yellow, it's flat. And if it's green, you're right on. So, you know, it's coming into the green. And as it's coming in, you hear this whistle. It's a harmonic that accompanies the note that was not there when it was in 440. Only in 4-3-2 does it have this beautiful whistle, this harmonic. And I'm sitting in the kitchen, dude, you know, hard surfaces, all the glass windows. And stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The acoustic guitar sounds wonderful in the kitchen, especially when you've got a cup of coffee set there in front of you.
So and you're picking away. I love it. I love it.
That's it. So that's what got me started. And then I re-recorded, of course, on this new album that the whole thing is in 4-3-2. And my iconic song, I'm Your Captain.
Yes.
That song was written 55 years ago by yours truly, recorded in 440, but this re-record is in 4-3-2. So now when people listen to it, there is no, I don't care how loud you turn that thing up, it's not going to cause any storm in your body, your water body. It is blend. And I hope people are getting this word picture, brother, because we really need to return to 4-3-2 as a tuning standard, what it was before Rockefeller changed it in 1953.
Now, Mark, on that point, first of all, I just got a text. What's the name of the album and how can they get it?
The name of the album is Closer to My Home. You can get the physical red vinyl album at markfarner.com. There is a CD available of it as well that has a bonus track that was written by Jim Petrick and myself. Of course, Jim Petrick from the Ides of March. And, you know, he wrote Eye of the Tiger. He's a great songwriter and
sure.
great guy. And so that bonus track is on the CD available both at markfarner.com and there
markfarner.com, the website. Excellent. Now, on that point, you're saying you recorded this entire album, Closer to My Home. You did the whole album in 4-3-2?
Yes, I do my stage presentation. I have for the last over 15 years, I've been playing in 4-3-2. When I did the Walk Down Abbey Road tour, when I did the Happy Together tour with the Turtles, you know, when I do the all of these where you go out with multiple acts,
sure.
I play in 4-3-2. And I got Flo and Eddie to tune the band to 4-3-2. And that last Happy Together tour we did, they said, man, I don't know if it's the 4-3-2, but I'm telling you what, we're happier. The people seem to be happier. That's some good stuff.
Excellent, excellent. And this has to do basically, Mark, with frequencies and wavelengths because of the different scale. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, it is.
Now, how does that then, do you think, correlate to brain function? And like you say, water, 70% of our body's water, reacting to that scale difference. Is the music going to be basically just more pleasing to the ear? Is that the bottom line effect?
It is. Yeah, initially you're going to, you know, it's going to be blending with you. It's not, there's no, and people can say, you know, they can listen to something in 440 and then give it a couple of minutes and then listen to it in 432. They can't tell the difference unless they have a trained ear or they have perfect pitch. Then maybe they could detect it.
Got it.
It is so slight, Randy. But I'm telling you, after seeing that visual, it got me. And 432, we can talk about it and people can understand, but what it does, you know, everything emits frequency. Rocks, the gemstones, you know.
Crystals, all of it.
Yeah, and they made the pools back in Cleopatra, man. She took her bath in the alabaster and things that, you know, gemstones that emit frequencies, you know, it's the fountain of youth kind of a thing. But
yes,
even the water pitchers back then, they used gemstones to construct these pitchers, and it's because of the frequency. But I think people have lost track of identifying with the frequencies, and really, it would be something for everyone to just allow themselves to unlearn a lot of stuff and get back to some basics and dig into what the solfeggio scale are all about. And that's part, because 432 is part of the solfeggio scale. And then do the research yourself, feed yourself, you'll be happy. People around you will be happy. Your farts stop stinking. It's good.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, Mark, now, one thing that I think is so interesting, because I've been to the website here, I have it in the phone, Mark, M-A-R-K, Farner, F-A-R-N-E-R.com. The website, you jamming there on the guitar and singing into the microphone, and it says right here, Mark Farner's new studio album, Closer to My Home, is officially released. Buy it now. And it's got the buy button right there. It's phenomenal, the tracks and everything. And this is also the album that had that new song that we played the music and we had the sheet music, or the lyrics, excuse me, printed out for the audience when we were together over there at Presque County Republicans.
Right.
Talk about that song, because that's on this album as well.
Yes, it's the first song on Side B of the Red Vinyl album. It's called Real. And I wrote it years ago, and I had a different lick that I played to it. But I came up with this lick. You know, I'm always coming up with different stuff. I'm a songwriter. God put that talent within me, and I'm going to increase the investment God made in me by returning to him the love that is generated with the music that I'm playing to his wonderful, beautiful people out there that
yes.
are listening. The Real is like the first verse, when you talk about the new world order, I get so doggone mad, because it means giving up everything we've ever had. We used to have freedom, Lord, and liberty. Now we just have taxes and the state of poverty. Because I'm real, I tell you how I feel. And when I speak to the common man. I'm talking about danger. I'm talking about warning, because the beast of the earth is a two-legged walking man.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And when we played that song and people read that lyric along with us, we got into the conversation about it, and it's so absolutely current to current events. What we were going through then, we were leading into this presidential election. Thank God Donald Trump won and taking this country back and going in a new direction. But man, the frustration that this country had under 4 years of Biden, you basically spelled it all out and related to the people. This is exactly what we were feeling.
Amen. And I bless God for giving me the vision with the music to put my thoughts and my heart into something that people can tap their foot to, but also get fed, because the truth is going to set us free. The BS that we have had to listen to and the shenanigans that the devil has played on a lot of people, they bought into it because they're innocently gullible, brother, and we cannot curse them. We cannot say that they're bad people or whatever. People have been taken advantage of because they believe and they watch mainstream. And, you know, the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Well, that includes the airwaves that the radio is broadcast on, that the television, that the satellite, it includes it all. So yeah. In knowing that and having that knowledge, I put my music out there, and it's the thing that's attached to it is my heart. And God gave me the definition of love, brother. It is forgiveness. One word, forgiveness. And Amen. That is what Jesus did on the cross, man. That's forgiveness. Ultimately, it made it right for us to stand in front of God, the Creator, and to blend like the 432 does with the water. We blend with God in this way.
Actually, I think we become harmonized. We come to commune with God and nature in this 432 wavelength frequency. And I think it actually impacts people and begins to give them peace and calm and basically put God into the music in a way that they can hear and they can relate to it in a peaceful, calm way is kind of what I'm taking from everything you're saying.
Absolutely. And the fact, listen, I used to go to these churches around the country and play my music, but I'm not made to entertain Christians. I am made to wake up people, and I really offend religious spirits, and what I'm about to say may offend some religious spirits, but in a lot of these churches, in most of the modern day church, they have signed a 501c3 tax exempt form from the Internal Revenue Service that gives the parishioners a tax deduction when they make a check payable to that church. Well, you know what Jesus would do with that? He kicked the money changers out of the church. And we have all of these churches, modern day churches, who have given the authority of their ministries to the men who own the Federal Reserve, the European Central Banks, and the Bank of England. That there is your government right there. Those people are the governments of 190 countries around this world because they control via that money. And that's why Jesus threw them out of the church. I don't go to a building anymore. I go to the woods, man. I go with my wife and we talk with God. We commune with God. You don't have to go to a church and where they pass a plate to get you to put money into it. I took a friend of mine who got out of prison to our church over here. They passed the plate and I saw him take the last $2 in his old beat up wallet and put it in that plate, brother. And yeah. Then 5 minutes later, they say, we're going to take up a collection for the pastor and his wife because they're going on vacation. Well, they passed the plate again. He had nothing to put in there, brother, and his head was hanging. Then they passed a third time for the evangelist that was fixing to speak up there.
And yes, sir.
It just blew his mind, and it blew my mind because I saw directly what was happening, man. And
we got
our heads out of there.
Hey, Mark, we got to have you on more times, brother. We'll talk soon to schedule it. God bless you. I'm buying the album right now, markfarner.com. Get the CD. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, and God bless the listeners. All for Jesus.
Amen. Final
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solution.